Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Look, it's Monday. You're sitting down. You're logging in potentially, you know, after the weekend off, wherever you are, whether you're at home or in the office, or maybe you're not logging in at all. You just don't even do that kind of thing. But if you are, Emer's got some news for you that will prove interesting if it comes into action in this country, I think.
Yeah, so it's in the UK and they're looking at ways to kind of reduce cybercrime and hacks and all that sort of thing and all the scams and everything.
Well, actually, it's very appropriate that you mention this because yesterday I put some guitars up for sale on two websites, one in Ireland.
Personal growth.
Look at me, I'm becoming a very good boy. And then the other one is an international website. And on the international website, as soon as I put one up, I got a message from the website telling me that I had to do something and click a link to fix something. Even though at the top of that message it said, we will never contact you through this, I still was like, are they contacting me? So I went to support instead of clicking anything. And they were like, no, this person has been banned. It's fake. It's whatever. And then I went, cool. And then I went back to my guitar to post the next one. Oh, excuse me.
Bless you.
I'm allergic to conversations about guitars. See, I shouldn't be selling them. And then the next one, straight away, I actually got an offer. I got like,
ooh,
somebody went, I'll buy your guitar off you for this much money. And then immediately was like, and then also click this link. And I was like, oh, hang on. So like, their spam is happening.
Oh, it's constant.
All over the place.
It's gone to the point where I don't even look at my actual text messages anymore. Yeah. Unless someone WhatsApps me or Telegrams me or whatever. I'm like, it's probably a scam.
No, you're probably right. Like, because there's so many. And like, often the fake on post ones, like, look at them going, did I order something from the UK or America?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going to wait until they send
me
another one.
And my boyfriend gets everything sent to this office here because we live in an apartment.
Right.
And his office doesn't have the same level of security that mine does. So yeah. I'll often be getting stuff delivered and I don't know it's coming. So I'm like,
you're ignoring
this could
everything.
Be something.
So what are the UK doing?
So they're looking at banning weak passwords. That's their solution. So they're going to say to people, okay, you can no longer use the likes of 12345. Or admin.
Admin is the greatest. Admin will do to revise.
So the way they're going to do it is that basically when you sign up with, they're going to enforce it through the company. So if you sign up for your Ring doorbell or whatever you're
they
using,
they just won't accept.
It'll be illegal for you when you put in your password to go like, oh, 123. You know, they'll usually say it needs to have a combination of uppercase and lowercase and a special character, blah, 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 blah.
What's that joke? Enter new password, chicken. Password must contain capital, chicken Kiev.
Exactly. So you're going to ban all of them. So if you put it in, it'll go, no, we need a proper strong password. So it'll come from the top, which means that people will have no option but to not have a
terrible
strong
password. Yeah. That's interesting. Like, I mean, I do struggle. I think I'm pretty good with passwords. I know that what I should have, what everyone should have, if you listen, this is what you should have, right? I'm not saying you're ever going to do it, but you should have 4 four-letter words.
Okay.
So, cart, stop, bank. I can't think of a word. Crop, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, apparently, that with the combination then of replacing some of the letters, so CR0P instead of CROP, and obviously a capital and maybe a dollar sign or a pound sign or a hashtag or whatever instead of an, I know. But apparently, those four-letter words and inserting a few of them is the super safest way of doing it. However, I can never remember what 4 words I just thought of there. Like, I can't even remember the ones I just said a few minutes ago.
Neither can I.
And
you were listening. One was crop.
There you go. Crop. So so you're missing 3 of your 4 words. So what we all do, or most of us do, is choose a word that is the simple password for everything. Like, if you hack my Ring doorbell, like you said, or my Ticketmaster account, or one of my emails, you've got access to everything. Knock yourself out, because it's all the same. Mate, there's 2 specific words and then some other bits.
See, I'm worse than that. I'm confident of 1 password in my entire, well, 2. One being my phone passcode, which is fine.
Okay.
The other is the password for my laptop, that my work laptop.
Gotcha.
And that is it. That is the only password. And even at that, on Friday evening, I went to log in to finish off some last minute bits. I tried 4 times. I couldn't get into it. Eventually went, I forget one of the characters in it.
Right.
And the way I do everything is, and I think this is the solution, I just click forgot password on everything. Ticketmaster, don't know my password. Forgot password,
so
reset.
Are you constantly resetting?
Constantly resetting. My email account, like my Gmail is literally just full of like, forgot your password, click this link. Reaffirm your password. And then you go in, it's like set new password. And I'll go, what about this one? It'll go, that password was recently used. I'm like, oh, that's what that password was.
All right.
Because I have like the password that I use for everything.
Yeah.
And then I just put in different variations of letters and numbers and all that sort of stuff.
So forgot password every time. Well, I do know a lot of times you get an option nowadays where they just go, look, do you just want to log in with a one-time passcode that will text you?
Yes,
and I go, yes, thank you. That will
like
do.
Like the place when I get my nails done, they say, I put an email and they go, you don't need to give us your password. We'll just send you a link. I'm like, yes, you will just send me a link.
Okay.
The way I look at it is, if I don't know my password, no one can hack me.
That's actually a really good point.
They can try,
never thought of that.
But I won't know it anyway, so it doesn't make any odds.
Okay, so you don't know. Well, no,
like, I know there's all these apps. Like, I know my boyfriend has an app, and it's like that. I think it's like Bitpassword or something. I don't know. It's like
right, where you enter.
You know one password and it knows everything. But I would never remember that password.
That password. You constantly go, forgot that password.
Forget password.
Today's password: glory, glory, Man United, with a few zeros and a hashtag in there. Ask Keith. No, Keith, it isn't. Although I might use it now that you say it. No, definitely not that. Joey says, Dave, I use random password generators and then store them in Google's password manager. But if someone cracks it, I'm stuck. Yeah, look, that's the issue, isn't it? You're like, it's all well and good having all these things, but if you can't get to where you need to go, then that's the issue. And if somebody else gets in there, serious trouble. Listen to Ruth's one. This seems very complicated, Ruth.
Dave, my strategy is lines of songs that I really like, and I take the fourth letter of the words of the song and then mix it with numbers. Bulk for me. Hope you have a great day.
Okay, so lines of a song you really love. So if I say, if I took Take That Pray, all I do each night is pray. So I go A-I-D-E-N-I-P and then mix that with numbers. But then...
Oh, gosh.
It seems pretty unhackable, Ruth.
Very unhackable. Very hard to remember.
Very hard to remember. Although, all I do each night is pray on my password. Rory's been in touch
as
well.
You're just going to be hacked.
Yeah, I know. Glory, glory, Man United, and all I do each night is pray. Rory.
Dave, passwords, bane of my life. Your credit cards, 4-digit passcode.
Yeah.
All your finances. And then something completely insignificant needs capitals and letters and hashtags and symbols, and you need to be standing upside down on your head, scratching your toe and everything. But, right, they're supposed to be secure. They still get hacked. It makes no difference.
I don't know. I'm sure there's some logic somewhere to it making a difference, but I know exactly what you mean, Rory. Sometimes it does seem to be a little bit imbalanced in terms of what where the security is lying. Best password is password incorrect, because you get reminded what it is every time you forget it. And people have so many complicated ones. Mark says, I'm not sure how good my system is, but I kind of have the same password for everything, but change one letter depending on the website. So if the website begins with a T, I change the second last character to a T. Well, I can't even understand that. Or this one. Mirren says, Dave, I keep forgetting my password and resetting it. So what I came up with was a phone number that means something to me. And then exchange O for 0, I for 1, B for 8, and so on. And security text. Uh-huh. And I finally remembered it after like 3 months. Fair play to you. I don't know how you remember that. And Katrina says, I have a little black book of passwords. It's worth more than my bank card. Here's the thing. I know somebody who may or may not be my mother. And she has a piece of paper onto which she has written every password and PIN. And I'm like, you can't do that. She's like, I know where everything is. If I need to log in, I'm like, yeah, okay. And then somebody breaks into the house and they go, oh, great.
I've now
got the access to every single bank account, everything in the world. I was like, literally, you
maybe
need to not do that.
Maybe it's like, you know, they say about like leaving, you should like leave your car keys somewhere handy so if your house gets broken into.
Maybe it's the
same thing. It's just like, if they're going to find it, they're going to find it.
They're going to go to your bedroom and ask you what your password is for the credit union. Maybe they will. I don't know. Angela's in the south of Spain there. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Buenos dias.
Hello, yeah.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Good. I thought we'd been hacked there. That would have been terrible. Come here. What's your solution to this password scenario?
Well, like everybody else, I was always forgetting my passwords and had to reset them, or they weren't good enough or whatever. So I started writing it down in Gaelic, one word. And every year I just change it. I change it to 2023, 2024, 2022.
Right,
but it's
right.
The same one.
And do you find yourself not then forgetting it, and you're okay on most websites?
Yeah. Yeah, I hardly ever forget my password anymore.
All right, well, Mahan Colleen using a bit of Gaelic there. And how's Spain today? I heard it's kind of terrible weather at the moment, is it?
It's actually 15 degrees right now.
Well, we're getting a high of 13 today, so we take 15, Angela, any time, but
yeah,
you probably think it's cold.
I mean, it's cold. It should be a lot warmer at this time of the year. It's cold, and I was cold last night, and when I came downstairs, my dog Eva was in her winter bed, so I thought, well, it's not just me.
Well, the fact that your dog is called Aoife is the best thing I've heard all day, so that's a good start to the day. Angela, have a cracking day. Hope the weather improves for you.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye.
Show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you, Angela. Muchas gracias. Okay, talk to you later.
Nada.
Bye. Hasta luego. Bye-bye. That's great. Thanks a million for that, Angela, all the way from Spain. Look, I've beeped out Claire's voice note because people don't do this. When a radio show is talking about passwords, don't tell me what your password is. Listen to this.
What I use for my password is my initial, which is the last two digits of the year I was born.
I don't know that.
And the word so it's last two digits I was born and the word very easy to remember.
Yeah, but also now, if I hadn't beat that, then any hacker would have a 1 in 100 chance, 0/1 to 99. Of working out exactly what your password was, Claire. So please don't do that and send it to radio stations. Eric's story here is good.
Dave, just on the passwords, if this is true, you should do an Ask Dave on it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, apparently, right, that if you're at a cash machine or something like that, and you enter your password backwards, they know that you're kind of being forced to take this money out, so they'll kind of eat your card with on purpose. I don't know if that's true. If it's not true, I'm not sure. But if it is true, it would be an interesting topic for Ask Dave.
You're right about it being an interesting topic for Ask Dave. I can't imagine it's true for the simple fact that if you had a palindrome or the same numbers as your passcode. So if you're, I'm going to make up a passcode now, this is not my passcode. Mm-hmm. But if the passcode to your card was 1551, and then you walked up to a bank machine and put in 1551, it's the same backwards as it is forwards.
But I wonder, the banks obviously choose your PIN code for you, so
well, they don't. You can change your PIN code then you want.
Yeah, but when they send it, I wonder, do they avoid you doing that?
No, but if you can change it, or if you can change it to like 4444, then you can't put it in backwards and say, dear bank machine, please eat my card. I've got a gun to my head. You know what I mean?
It's got to
be an old wives' tale. Yeah, that can't be.
Remember years ago, I had I'd switched bank cards and I was out with friends. We'd gone for dinner. I was like, I just need to go to the ATM. And I put my bank card in and it ate my bank card. And I was like, no, I'm going to have to go home. This is devastating. Wrong bank card.
Oh, okay.
20 minutes later, right? Oh,
hang on a minute.
Yeah, I have a new one.
I use an app called LastPass. Saves all my passwords. I just need to copy and paste. Very handy. A different password for everything now. Yeah, and obviously, the way modern technology works, you know, every time, you know when you use your, you double-click your phone and you use your bank card?
Yeah.
That's not actually your card number. It generates a new card number every time as a security measure when you beep. So if you ever use your phone to pay for something or your watch or whatever and then go back and get a refund, you physically have to give them your card.
Yes.
Because the one on your phone has, that's disappeared into the ether. It's gone forever.
Because I was only thinking about this recently. I was looking to return something and I worked in retail for years and one of the things I always had to check when you were getting a refund was the last four digits of the card.
And match.
Yeah. And it's happened to me a few times. And I was like, oh, did I use my Revolut or did I use my debit card? And I couldn't figure it out. And I was like, but neither of those numbers match. And I kind of chanced it anyway. And that makes sense.
So it's your phone. There's an extra enhanced level of security where it just generates a fake temporary card number that's still linked to your current account or your Revolut or whatever. But then, as I said, if you need a refund, you've got to do a different one.
Speaking of bank cards, I do have another confession to make.
What?
I do not know the password to my credit card. I haven't known it since 2020. They sent me a new one.
So how do you ever...
I just use it online.
Use it online.
Yeah,
under
Maria's wedding, I went to pay for my hotel room and there was a queue of people. This is how long this is going on for.
Yeah.
There's a queue of people behind me because we'd all arrived at the hotel at the same time, and I went to pay for my room and put my card in, and they're like, I can send you your pin over there. I was like,
no, it's not happening.
What if I could? No idea. I was like trying to casually, I was like, I'll just pay you another card.
Can't you ask them to send you out a pin in the
post? It's gone too long.
No, you can.
They send me a new card. At that point, it would be, I also don't know where that new card is. Like, I'm a disaster.
Paul Shields and Delique says, incorrect password. Incorrect password. Incorrect password. Create new password. Can't use old password. Keeps happening to
this
me.
This password has already been used, has it?
Yeah, I've been trying it for 20 minutes.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.